This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'd like to discuss a thing that people love to hate.
You're engaged.
No, not that part.
Taylor Swift.
Well, no, unless it's part of your New Year's resolutions.
Oh.
What's with the, like, what's with this?
Oh, I don't
hit the thing and
you
the
know,
light
I
went
don't.
Off. What? You're being so wah-wah baby.
No, because Aaron sent out a text over our break and was like, it was your thing, right?
Where it was Erica's thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where we all have
year.
A word. And I've been telling people my word and people make a face. So can I change it?
Why? Okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah, first, what was your word?
I chose abundance. For some reason, when you asked the question, I chose like the word. Could you concentrate for one second?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What
Keep
are you
going.
Doing?
I'm just fixing my light. It
so
went out.
I just thought of the word because I read a lot of manifesting things.
Right.
And abundance, like when I tell friends, they're like, you selfish bastard. Like,
oh,
what
do
you,
oh.
Like when you say your word of the year, I want 2026 to be about abundance. They think it's about wealth. Like maybe that's on them. To me,
that is on them. What's the problem with that?
But I don't think that's what I meant.
You mean like abundance of good things, right?
I also mean to focus on the abundance that I already have. Like I spend so much time goal oriented and like not going, wait a minute, you've
Look
crossed
around.
100 finish lines already and you act like you haven't crossed any. So I hate my word because everybody misunderstands my word. And I think
but
maybe I'm
them.
Misunderstanding
no,
it.
No, I don't think so. I think you have it. Because it's like you can be rich, but rich in friends, rich in family, rich in love, rich in not just financially rich.
I know this got posted on socials, but real quick, I was abundance. Aaron was?
Secure.
Hack.
Saver.
Yeah, such a good one.
God, saver
such a good
is
word.
Good.
I struggled. I was going to do abundance too.
You
and
were?
To me, saver, because I struggle with saver, because whenever I hear, I'm trying to, I have my kids and like soak in being a part of a show like this. Having my kids, I'm trying to like, how can I enjoy the time I'm in and also enjoy the things I have? Because I struggle wearing the new shoes because I want to keep them nice and I don't enjoy things enough. And whenever I heard saver before, I always thought, hey, savor this
saver
while
means,
it lasts.
Right.
And it doesn't. Savor just means enjoy it. Enjoy the abundance that you have. Really enjoy.
Savor each moment.
Exactly. You
but
have an abundance.
Savor feels like. What's the opposite of abundance? Like there's feast or famine. There's two
you
different.
You feel like it's fleeting?
Or it feels like you're afraid, like you take your time with it.
Oh, because there's such a
there's
small
a finite,
amount.
Yeah. Scarcity. Scarcity feels like a scarcity mindset. Savor it where it's like abundant. Like what's the opposite of savor? Like just hork it down. Like there's so much you can just go. Ah, gah, gah. You know what I mean? You have so many shoes, man. Ah, gah, gah.
But
go crazy.
Think about being on vacation. You're laying in a pool in Mexico. Yeah. You put your arms up on the back. You float. You're savoring the moment.
You're right.
You're there.
That. So this was my struggle.
Yeah.
My other word was present.
That's a good one too.
Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought of that one too.
Because okay. It's just, there's so many times, like I'm sitting there, my son was in town from college or whatever, and we're just sitting around, and I looked, and he's on his phone, Mia's on her phone, I'm on my phone, I'm like, none of us are present. This is ridiculous.
Should your word maybe be gratitude? If you're talking about wanting to look around and see the abundance you have.
Okay, can I be honest with you?
Let's do it.
I want the gratitude, but selfishly I want more. So it's like, because I do feel like, it's like if I go gratitude, then I don't feel like I'm reaching for the next thing. And especially as it relates to relationships. Like if I'm just grateful for all the, oh, you guys are great friends or whatever. Everybody's in a couple thing. Like then I'm just still going to be the seventh wheel on this bad boy. I don't want to do that. Mm. So I felt like abundance might be
a bit more
a catch all to like, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm
yeah.
so sorry. I hijacked what you were going to talk about.
Well,
what was
I
your
really,
word, by the way? Did
oh,
you say
joy? I'm trying joy. To, instead of getting stressed about everything coming up, getting stressed about the wedding, I'm trying to like really just enjoy and find the joy in each of the little.
God. Everybody's got great words except me. You guys are going
to
nail it.
I think that you really need to work on a little
Probably.
Bit of
yeah.
self-acceptance. Yeah. I was just curious if anyone had like true resolutions, because I'm doing 10K steps a day, every day.
I love that.
You are?
So far, haven't failed.
But you want to, no, never mind.
I got a walking pad. That's the only way I'm doing it.
A walking, like something that just sits in your living room. It's not a treadmill.
We actually turned unfinished basement into like a little bit of a gym. It's not a treadmill. I just walk on it. Walked earlier today during our call. You guys didn't even know.
You weren't winded. You did good.
No, it was only 1.5, but it's steps.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I like that. It's time to rock too, but I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah,
who just
yeah.
puts
I'll,
more
I'll
on you.
Rock when I get there.
I don't believe in them.
I had a feeling you wouldn't.
I don't. Yeah, I don't either.
Wait. Okay, but why? But why?
I believe in resolutions more than almost anything in the world. I just don't believe in New Year's ones.
I agree.
Okay, bah humbug, you three.
No, it's you know what it is? I say this every time. So if you've listened to the show long enough, you're like, there was a guy, his name is Bill Phillips. He wrote a book. He had a company called Body for Life. He was one of the first fitness gurus.
Okay.
And I read his book and it hit me so hard because it was like, everybody does January 1st, I'm going to do this, this, this. Or they're on a bender on a Friday night and they're like, Monday, I'm going to quit drinking. I'm going to quit smoking. Why Monday? Why Monday? Why are you waiting? Like when you decide you want to make a change, you just decided. So
well,
do it.
Sometimes the new year sparks a decision.
But then what happens to people, what I think happens to people with a new year's resolution is if on the third you screwed it up, you're
it's
like, maybe next year,
yeah.
maybe next year. And it's like, nope, today. You, mm-hmm. Yep, you screwed up.
But you just get back on.
You just do it again. Like dry January, somebody handed me a margarita. I'm like, okay.
I'm doing dry January.
Shut up!
You made it this far. No, I'm going all 31 days. I'm doing it.
Okay.
And it's all part of my health.
I love that.
With the walking pad, with the, yeah.
Okay.
I'm adverse to New Year's resolutions because I'm a moon crystal guy. And if this is the season for being cozy, being warm, yeah. and not making major changes. Never in the history of the world has there been an animal or a human who has like during winter been like, now's the time to get out.
That's what it's like, no, I feel like every winter that's I'm inspired.
Awesome. No.
No, I want to be like cozy in bed and save my energy and hibernate. Especially because I just had norovirus and flu. Like, I don't want to do anything.
Why don't you she's still fucking so
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.